The biggest show on the radio celebrating their 20th year at ESPN LA. Mason and Ireland is live from Manhattan Beach. The Islands Restaurant. Island Boy!
Island Boy!
Right here. Oh, you got to take a picture. Hold on.
We're very popular here, Chris.
This is the pulse of Mason and Ireland in the South Bay.
Yeah.
We got pickleball heat out here. Yep. Some of Johnny I's friends.
Yep.
You know Johnny I's gonna have good friends.
Those are all Lisa's tennis buddies. It's fine.
We like buddies.
Yeah, the whole tennis
I
club
thought
is here.
The whole
am I mistaken or did I not see Pepe Montilla wandering?
Pepe's over
here.
There.
Is
yeah.
Pepe here?
Oh, yeah. There he is. He's out there. He's out there making
Pepe.
Friends.
And he's sipping his Starbucks drink that takes
wave
him 2 hours.
Wave to Pepe.
Everybody wave to
wave
Pepe.
Wave to Pepe.
Hey, Pepe. Hey, Pepe. Turn around.
Everybody's waving to Pepe.
Look at Pepe.
Look at him.
Oh, here comes Pepe.
Oh, he's giving high fives. Yeah. He's a star.
Marcus Grant is also here with us.
Yes, from NFL Network and, of course, part of 710 ESPN. You see him on the Blue Review each weekday morning, usually, with Corporate
Drake. I watch that every morning. 9:30.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
You don't. You just
Marcus, are you enjoying the Blue Review experience?
I am. It's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I spend most of my time talking football, so to shift gears, talk baseball, talk the Dodgers especially, it's been a lot of fun.
What's your level of concern with Yamamoto? Yamamoto got lit up last night.
Yeah.
This morning, yeah. Gave up five runs.
It is probably a five and rising at this point. Like, when it was the couple of starts in the spring that weren't great, you sort of could shake it off as like, okay, he's working on things. And maybe he still is working on things, but now it's live. So it means a little bit more when you go out and you can't get out of the first inning. Hoping that it was just nerves, it was just jitters.
But Marcus, here's my thing. When they paid him $300 million, I went, really? To a guy who's never played in the major leagues? I mean, for every Shohei Ohtani, for every Ichiro Suzuki, there is a Shigetoshi Hasegawa. Okay, there is.
Yeah, it's not a fair. Literally, Yamamoto won MVP and Cy Young. Was it 2 or 3 years in a row in the Japanese league? I think it might have been three years in a row.
Right.
I mean,
that's not the major leagues.
But it's not Shigetoshi Hasegawa, who's a situational reliever guy.
Right.
He was never,
$300 million?
Maybe Hideki Arabu. Is that a name?
Yeah.
Hideki Arabu. There's
right.
One. Yeah.
Who played for the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
So I put a poll out this morning. Yamamoto. Still think he's an ace, needs time to settle in, genuinely concerned, potentially a bust. Where do
you
think
he put out a poll about Shohei being a gambling degenerate?
I think the one about time is the one that leads.
Time to settle in is 60%.
That's where I am.
Genuinely concerned or a bust is at 26%.
Oh. Does it tell you who bet on it? Is like Ipe on there somewhere?
No, it's Shohei. It's Shohei.
Ipe made a bet. He had time to settle in.
Yeah, I'm on time to settle in. Look, I'm old enough to remember when people said like Shohei should never pitch. I mean, his first couple years with the Angels, it was rough when he was a pitcher.
Well, he kept getting hurt.
I mean, that didn't help. Sure. So I'm going to give him time to settle in. I mean, it's been one actual start. It's been a couple of starts in spring training. And you know, talk about the $320 million. That's on top of the $50 million they had to pay to get him off of the Oryx Blue Raven in the first place.
Yeah, the posting bonus.
Listen, Marcus, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, right now you're still holding. I mean, you're
well, that was
folding.
A gamble.
By the way, $325 million, you got to hold them.
You got to hold them.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, if this – there's Lisa Ireland.
Oh, she's part of
– I was wondering Lisa Ireland. I saw all the pickleball people and no Lisa Ireland. It was shocking.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Here is
– no high for you.
I got no high.
Here is something I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
If this gambling thing were to take Ohtani down, which I seriously hope it doesn't.
No, God, no.
God, what would it be if it did?
Would it be the biggest off-the-field sports story ever? I think the comparisons are O.J. was retired.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, also, there were people dead.
Right. But he was retired.
Easy, though. Allegedly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay.
Is he wrong?
Allegedly.
He's very
right. No, the people were dead, but allegedly OJ was involved.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Kobe scandal,
right?
But he played through it.
Yes, he did.
If Ohtani was told, hey, you got to sit out for a year.
Yeah.
Or if they Pete Rose'd him, you're banned from baseball. Biggest sports story ever?
Yes. I mean, you can't put the O.J. thing in because it's double murder.
Right. Well, because and also O.J. was
I just want to remind
no longer an active player.
gambling.
I mean,
murder,
the comps
gambling.
Are. The
Aaron
comps.
Hernandez what was about the still an active
yeah,
player
Aaron
when
but,
he was
but not,
arrested.
But Aaron Hernandez was not dominating his sport the way that Ohtani
he was
is.
One of the best tight ends in
Ray,
the league.
The Ray Lewis murder investigation comes to mind.
Well, he didn't see anything. Don't worry.
Yeah, but no, that went away.
This is literally the biggest sports star in the world at this point.
What about if you believe the conspiracy about Jordan's break? That it was a
Jordan's
a
break
a good one.
Is a good one.
That's
suspension.
A good one.
He was gambling.
2 years.
Yeah, but there were no actual, like, it was just all rumor.
It was all rumor.
And innuendo. With,
yeah, the FBI Lee. Didn't show up at his door like Shohei.
All I can say is.
Oh, Pepe.
Oh, Pepe. Pepe.
Right up there.
Pepe,
right, right up there. Right up there. Right
yeah,
up.
Hold
up
that mic right next to your mouth.
Nice and close, baby.
You guys don't let me talk, as usual. You know?
Oh, no. Yeah. We want you to talk.
What can I do?
Yeah.
I smell a rat. That's all I can
oh,
say.
Oh, you smell a rat.
I don't see
a big rat.
You think there's more to this story?
It is. It is, because you guys have been talking about this. The more you talk, the more that I think that. Something is really funny here.
I agree with you.
The timing is suspicious.
It doesn't add up.
Good job, Pepe.
Thank you.
No, that's a good take. Good, strong take.
Thank you.
Good, strong take, Pepe. I like that.
No, well, and you can say whatever you want, but
okay,
you're not right. You think you're right all the time.
I am right.
See?
I'm no. right.
Yeah, he
no.
does.
Why
are you
getting
he upset? Does think that.
Yeah, why, yeah, why are you
we're
mad?
We're out here having fun. It's madness versa.
I'm 100% right 50% of the time.
In my book, 25%.
Oh, in your book, 25%?
Yes.
That's low. God.
But I do smell
no respect for you, Mace.
Yeah, no respect.
And you know, the blue review, you're going to have a lot of things to talk about. I mean.
Yeah.
This Ohtani thing is going to raise the ratings on the blue review.
That's just not the thing
we're
that we wanted
from
to talk
50
about.
Viewers to 75
now, was
viewers.
The blue review today mostly about the game, or was it mostly about Ohtani?
We have to ask Parker Bell.
Oh, Parker Bell
Parker
did it solo?
Did it solo?
Yeah.
Oh, Parker solo.
He's taking over for you guys.
I had to do two shows today.
We have technology. You could have done it from here.
I was prepping with Travis.
I don't know about this. I don't know about the Pepe could have done the blue review.
You
call it the Pepe review.
You want to do it tomorrow with Parker Bell?
I can't.
Okay.
No. Any other day.
I have a Laker game. I have to prepare. I have a lot of things to do.
Oh, right. Popoli of Lives tomorrow.
That's right. You've got the game tomorrow, right?
You better be ready.
Okay. Yeah. Pepe's been telling me he's got a surprise for us. I don't know what it is, though.
Well, some of the questions we'll have
You
right
know
answers.
What it is? You know what it is?
Yes.
A surprise.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Some of the questions will be true, right?
Everything.
Oh, everything.
Pepe, you know what's happening in less than an hour. There's a pie-off.
Pie-off!
Pepe, if you're still here, you can do color with me. I'm doing play-by-play. It's these three guys.
I can do it in Spanish.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, do it. Perfect. Yeah, do it in Spanish.
There you go.
That way we'll have...
Who do you think's going to win the pie-off?
I don't know. I mean...
Morales has the weight class thing,
I do,
know,
but
taken care of.
My mouth isn't as fast as corporate Greg.
No, you know what?
Big
it's
mouth.
Not going to be an advantage for you.
Yes.
What, no, the beard, I think, is going to actually be a disadvantage.
No, it's a disadvantage.
He's going to have all
that's
this.
That's what I mean. It's
oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Chris is going to have to
Listen,
wear it
we
a
got,
little
but
bit.
Hands behind the back.
Yeah, hands
so
behind
got
the back.
So we face like, right in pie.
Like that.
Yeah, like this.
I think you might have a chance, but...
That's right.
Mason might win.
Mason
doesn't
the
like
least
to lose.
Of facial chair.
He doesn't okay. like to lose.
No,
did you hear,
right.
Pepe, did you
like
hear why
lose.
Mason won't play pickleball with me
oh,
later today?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that doesn't
you know
like
what?
To lose.
He fell off a stationary
yeah,
bike.
No, the bike you know, was, but the was, bike isn't totally stationary because the arms go like this.
It's like one of those 80s ones?
Yeah, it's like arms? An assault bike with the arms.
Like a Suzanne Summers kind of thing.
You know what happened to me? I was driving here.
Yeah.
That's why I got here late.
Why?
Because when I was listening to you, I went back home to see if my stationary bike was still there.
You thought he might have ridden off with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's very – they're dangerous.
Hey.
That's the one thing they don't say. Stationary bikes, very dangerous.
Yes, hit that,
hit that
story you teased about
oh,
the Olympics because
yeah, okay,
I'm really excited
it.
For these.
So I'm a big Olympics guy, love the Olympics, and it's I'm always looking for new ways to consume it, and NBC has done something really smart. They have hired Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano,
oh.
who both done versions of the Red Zone, to host a Gold Zone channel during
That's
the
great.
Olympics, which is basically the Red Zone,
right.
but with all the different Olympic events going on.
And you could not have found two better people for this.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened when DirecTV gave up the Red Zone channel and it went to YouTube, Andrew was the odd man out.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're bringing him back, and Hansen's great, and Andrew's great, and that's how I'm going to watch the Olympics. I'm
Hopefully
just going to leave
Andrew.
It on the Gold Zone channel. That, you know, by the way, Mace, that's how I watch NFL. I just leave it on the Red Zone
See,
channel.
I never watch the Red Zone. Well, because I'm at games.
You're at
I
games.
Never watch the red get.
Hopefully, Andrew can teach Scott a few things. You know?
Yes, one of the.
Actually, Scott does a nice job too.
No, he's no Andrew Siciliano.
They're both good. Chris, I used to think that too, but he's Hansen's really good.
Is Chris Hansen involved?
No, Chris Hansen's
according to Travis.
Travis says Chris Hansen's
going to be the guy. Hansen, they're going to catch a predator while they're
going to walk into the kitchen and he's at your kitchen table.
What were your plans for this?
And Joe Davis will do play by play.
Stop with Joe Davis slander.
You like Joe Davis?
You got
right?
hammered.
Yeah, I do like Joe Davis.
Hey, but
do
you find him exciting?
Morales, you got hammered for that yesterday.
Oh yeah, like
Chris, you don't like. What do you mean,
Joe Davis?
You believe that, Pepe?
Look at Pepe. Pepe's holding that
two
thing
hands.
Yeah. You don't like him?
Yeah,
I like him.
Pepe, why did you might as well say he doesn't like Gandhi?
He's not exciting.
I mean, come
he's
on.
He's no Pepe Montilla.
I mean, he's very even-keeled.
Right?
Like,
see, there we go.
He lets the action
yeah,
sort of
you let the action speak for itself. It's not his job
I
to
want
be
Harlan.
It's not his job to be a cheerleader.
I want Harlan. Plus, I want Sedano.
Ball not everybody, right field.
Not everybody can be Gus Johnson. That? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't.
He might have a point, you know, because nowadays you need more, like, you know.
You need a guy who's going to go
don't.
Bam.
Nowadays you do
no,
a
you
little bit more.
I don't like that.
Well,
I don't want the baseball announcer to be yelling and cheering.
I want more Billy Mack.
I don't want any of that.
I'm Billy Mack over
that
Joe
is
Davis.
Your 25%. The rest
love Billy Mack.
Oh, you are right.
Yeah.
Oh, see. There you go. I'm already right today.
Joe and Oral are amazing
they're
together.
They're fantastic.
And they're funny. And
oh,
they my just
favorite
go back
broadcast
really
team.
Well.
They,
no, they
are funny.
Very
they
do. Fun.
They work well together.
Yeah. No.
They
I mean, do. Oral. Joe teaches Oral about pop culture. Mm-hmm. It's very very funny.
I can't wait.
It is funny when, you know, Oral talks about, like, you know, things his grandkids or something are into.
They
whatever.
Should get Sliwa in there in the third chair.
Oh, God. Hey, Laker fans.
Hey, Laker fans.
Hey, Laker fans.
I love it. Oh.
Yeah, we love the guy.
Special guest coming up.
Oh, that's right. So I got action, Ireland, on Cut.
I already took one game from you. What's our next game?
So Ipe should be on Cut.
He should.
Brand new app.
Greg, did you give me my $1,000 for Creighton covering the spread?
Oh, I will now.
I've got on Cut right now, Nevada minus a point and a half over Dayton. Do we have that game
that's
on
right
anywhere?
There.
It's right there.
You're up by a point.
Up by a point. There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
17-16.
And by the way, it's an actual real money bet, like Ipe does.
The Flyers
like
are winning, right?
Yeah. So download the Cut app and you can do it. We'll talk to Rain coming up about that. It is a fantastic app that I'm living on. Bergman, you're...
Yeah, I've lost my last three bets.
You're a betting fool.
I am a betting fool, and I've lost my last three.
Oh, you've gone, Greg, you've gone cold.
I've gone cold, but now I think I'm going to win this next one. I have one right now,
actually. You're due at this point, right?
It's what?
You're due at this point.
I'm due. I am due. I have Nuggets. I didn't take a March Madness game, but I have Nuggets minus 9.5 versus the Knicks.
I don't like that. Knicks have been playing really well.
Yeah, I like it. I like Denver winning that one. Big. Yeah.
Okay, well, big
loser. Another loser. All right, so we'll talk to Rain coming up.
Rain Michaels, by the way.
Rain Michaels.
Because you're just kind of throwing it away, Rain. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, I wish
she comes cool here,
we'll
like
introduce
Rain.
Her.
You want a name like Rain?
Yeah, like your name's John. You're jealous of anyone who has a name like Rain.
Yeah, I think John is a
very boring.
By the way, Steve is also a boring name.
Yeah.
By the way, this cupping bruise.
Chris is also a boring
That's
name.
That's why I don't use it a lot.
I don't need to use it.
Best name is Pepe.
There Pepe is
Pepe,
great name.
Pepe's good.
Pepe's a great name.
Look at this
good.
Bruise on your neck.
Yeah.
But isn't your name, is your real name Jose?
Jose.
Is it hurt?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, well, people know.
Seriously.
Pepe.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about Cut. We are live in Manhattan Beach at the Islands, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 2 o'clock in the Southland, more specifically Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Mason and Ireland are broadcasting live from the Island's restaurant, Island Boy. Woo! By the way, Robert from Redondo Beach just came up to me. He said, I love the Island Boy bit. I can't wait to see Cappy in the outfit.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Who doesn't want to see Cappy in an outfit?
Wait, Cappy's coming today in an Island Boy outfit?
We're putting on our Halloween Island Boy outfits together.
Beautiful.
Very nice. He's going to mount me right there. Like he knows what he's done.
Beautiful. Stay tuned for that, people.
And don't miss Mason eating pie at 3 p.m.
Meanwhile, 43 minutes to the pie eating contest.
43 minutes to the pie.
Oh, look out.
You ready?
Don't judge us, Rain. I'm ready.
Don't judge us for this, Rain.
No judgments here.
Come on out and press the flesh with us all day long at the Iowa's Restaurant.
So Rain Michaels joins us. Rain is here with Cut, and I'm working with Cut, which is the really cool peer-to-peer betting app right now. You can download the app. It's K-U-T-T. So, Rain, what do you like about the Cut app?
Honestly, everything. It's so new. It's so fresh. You're betting against your friends. You can also bet against strangers. But I think we should inject
totally legal in California.
Totally legal in California, which is so cool. No more offshore anything. Okay,
yep, exactly. No, so, you don't have to e-pay this.
No, you don't need somebody illegal. None of that.
Yep.
So you can do, yeah, it's against your friends, which is awesome. And I
does it cost anything to sign up, or you just sign up and then
sign up?
Yeah. And okay. While you're here, if you use this code, I think you get 10% back or something
10%
like that.
10% bonus, yeah.
ESPN LA, so that's really cool. Yeah, you can bet against your friends. Me and my friends sometimes bet against, like, who's going to get that final rose in The Bachelor.
Do you actually bet on
So you can
Bachelor?
Bet on non-sports stuff like
anything,
that.
Anything, pop culture,
anything,
politics.
Anything you put out there, if I take your bet, then we're on.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And I can invite you to a bet if I want a specific person. But, yeah, it's awesome. You can do anything like that. Anything with a verifiable outcome you can bet on.
And, by the way, if you download the app, you do get that 10% bonus.
Yes.
You can start betting right away. Me and Bergman are on there all the time. If you download the app, make sure you join the ESPN LA group where we're sending bets back and forth. I've got action on virtually every NCAA.
He keeps losing, Rain. You got like a four-leaf clover or something you can give this guy?
I can try. I have a series on my Instagram now called Make It Rain, so maybe you can start watching that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
Make It Rain for you.
Before we came up, we were talking about the fact that, like, John and Steve are very boring names.
Yes.
Are you named after some? Is Rain your given name?
It is my given name. My grandma's name is Lorraine, so we just cut off the L.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
so that's cool. Yeah, it's a kind of a tribute to your grandma.
Yes, and my sister's name is Georgia after my grandpa George. So little play on.
Boy, creative names in your family. Good for you.
My mom. That's all her.
Now,
good way to go, Mom.
So what's your favorite thing about the Mason and Ireland show?
Just everything.
Just
I think these handsome
here
hosts here, right?
Oh, there you go. Look, she's calling you handsome. Isn't that nice?
Who's
you guys
Rain?
Have faces
you don't
for
know
TV.
Rain.
Why
Rain.
Are you on radio?
Who's,
are,
who's better looking?
Uh-oh. Yeah, who's better looking?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Come on. Oh, come on.
I'm blind picking right now. Yeah. I can't choose.
Yeah. You don't know
we'll
anything about
it.
Us.
We'll
you
bet
know
on
nothing
cut.
About us, right, Rain? You know nothing about us.
I know that you guys were just inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
how about
look
that?
At that stuff.
Say, you tried to throw under the bus.
There you go.
Trying to throw a curveball at me.
So bottom line is download the Cut app.
Download the Cut app.
Use ESPN LA as your code. Get 10% deposit bonus.
Yes.
Bet against me and Bergman and everybody else.
And
it is
so
Rain Michaels.
Rain. If I wanted to find you on Cut, how would I do it?
I think you just search me up, Rain Michaels.
And then
R-A-I-N-E
it'll like
Michaels.
And then and then it'll take me to you, and I can bet on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to keep up with it.
Okay.
Are you on The Bachelor?
I drift in and out. I'm on The Voice a little bit. I started watching that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anything.
So verifiable outcome. We can bet on The Voice.
Any bets about Love is Blind?
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten
great
there
show.
Yet.
People loved Love is Blind. Have you seen it?
I have.
Yeah?
I have.
What do you think of it?
I think it's pretty cool.
Convince me to watch it.
I don't. Well.
Rain, this
I think
is what I would
it's
say.
It's great TV.
Any of those
it's
shows
great TV.
Make you feel better about yourself because most of the people on those shows are train wrecks.
Right.
So there,
that's
then all
why
of a sudden,
you watch it. You watch it and you go, wow, my life.
He
great.
Mocks me because I watch Bravo all the time, but I feel better about myself watching
Bravo.
Yeah,
he spends half his time in the Bravo universe. Bravaverse, what do they call it?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Bravaverse. Yeah, you and Andy Cohen.
Well, Rain, thank you for coming out.
Yeah, thanks,
it's very
Rain.
Nice
thank
of you.
You
it's great to see
me.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank
we're
you.
Big fans.
All right.
Of
you
Cut.
So much.
Yeah.
I have a
download
question.
It.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. USC is paying Lincoln Riley.
Right.
Marcus Grant is hanging out with us too. Marcus,
oh,
throw
yeah,
your heads on, because this is a good question for you, too. Is paying Lincoln Riley $100 million?
Yep.
They gave him 10 years, $100 million, okay? If you're going to do that, Lincoln Riley has led three people to the Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
He's like a quarterback whisperer.
Yes.
Okay? He had Baker Mayfield. He had Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
He had Caleb Williams. He had Kyler Murray. He has decided, he announced the other day at USC's Pro Day, he's not coaching the quarterbacks anymore.
Correct. He's not the quarterback coach.
Why would you do that? If I'm paying Lincoln Riley $10 million, okay, per year,
yeah.
$100 million total, Marcus, I want that. I want Lincoln Riley in the ear of my quarterback daily. And now he has handed that off because he wants to concentrate on the defense. We all know he can't coach defense. He doesn't care about defense. Isn't this posturing? And I think it's a bad move. What do you think?
It is posturing. It's 100% posturing because that was all he heard last year was how bad the defense was. And it
rightfully so.
It cost them a lot last year.
8-5.
I don't know. I mean, it definitely feels like he wants to take a whole more CEO approach.
Yes.
Because at USC, like, yeah, Heisman trophies are nice. That's not why they paid you $100 million.
But I'll use you as an example. When you come on here, we ask you about everything. We ask you about the Dodgers. We ask you about, you know, pop culture, everything. We're not doing a Marcus Grant show without talking a little NFL because
right.
you work at the NFL Network. To me, if you're hiring Lincoln Riley and you're paying him all that money, you got to have him tutoring the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I also think, first of all, I don't – last year, obviously Cliff Kingsbury was the guy that was in Caleb Williams' ear all year long.
Right.
He was the quarterback's coach. Every head coach has got a quarterback's coach. Head coach has got a bigger job than just quarterback.
Okay, but what USC would tell you is that they didn't have a quarterback's coach last year. Lincoln Riley was the head coach
correct.
And quarterback coach, and Cliff Kingsbury was an offensive analyst.
And how'd that go?
He was just there. Well, Caleb had a fine year. I mean, people
Caleb had a good year.
People, the defense,
better year than the year
before. Defense is why they went 8-5.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And by the way, they hired Danton Lynn from UCLA.
He's really good.
He's already a positive.
Yeah, yeah. It's already a plus. But I think you want your head coach to be a CEO. I mean, Sean McVay is great with quarterbacks. He's not the quarterback's coach. They have a quarterback's coach
right.
that deals with the quarterbacks more directly. If you're a head coach, you got to deal with a bunch of stuff. But to think that he's not going to have Miller Moss's ear during the course of this year, if in fact that is the guy, I think is just not genuine.
But to your point, John, I mean, it's a little bit of theater.
Right.
It's absolutely a little bit of theater.
I'm so concerned about defense. I'm minding the store. And we all know that you haven't coached defense in 10 years.
Historically, that hasn't worked
out. Yeah, get out of Danton Lynn's way and let him coach. I mean, it just seems to me that if you have Lincoln Riley, I want him in the quarterback's ear the whole time.
Yeah, I think that is posturing. I think he's going to be in Miller Moss's ear during the course of the year. But he's got to say defense because that was – we saw it last year. We know how ugly it was.
Well, is Miller Moss going to be the starting quarterback
yes.
just because of the bowl game? That's it. Because of the bowl game.
Mostly, well, that's no, it's because he's a very highly recruited guy. I mean, it's not like
he also
Moss
didn't
wasn't highly recruited.
Get close in his first 2 years.
Well, no, also he was playing behind Caleb Williams.
Look what they had. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean –
No, he didn't right. get close because there was a guy named Caleb Williams there in his way.
Yeah. Okay, John, so I have another college football. Go ahead, Pepe.
You mentioned something that is true. He's going to take care of the defense?
Yeah, he does no defense.
That's really confusing.
Yeah.
Totally confusing. Steve.
Yes.
You follow USC
yes,
as
I do.
Much as I do.
Yep.
Do you think he's going to do good on
go.
Defense, with the defense?
I think Danton Lynn's going to be great with the defense.
No, that's I'm talking about the coach.
Lincoln Riley. Riley.
Well,
Lincoln Riley
hired Danton Lynn, so does not Lincoln Riley get credit if the defense plays better?
So he's going to be talking to him all the time and double-checking on what
Wait,
he does?
What do you think? Do you think the head coach is going to talk to the defensive
no,
coordinator
because
all the time? Of course he is.
He should let him do his job.
Well, that's the question is how much, when he says he's going to like oversee the defense, does this mean he sits in on a couple of defensive meetings every once in a while? Like, he's not going to be sitting there, you know, drawing up schemes and trying to figure out.
I think every coach is either based in offense or based in defense. He's a defensive guy. He's an offensive guy. Obviously, Lincoln Riley is an offensive guy.
That's right.
I think the suggestion that he is not going to be involved in the coaching up or the preparation of Miller Moss is just silly. Of course, he's going
right.
to be part of it. They have a quarterback's coach. I don't know if he's related to Brock Huard. His name is Luke
yes.
Huard.
It's the son of one of those guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the quarterback's coach.
Or the younger brother, maybe.
That'd be a brother, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you need somebody to coach in the quarterback's room.
They didn't. They haven't had that. Lincoln Riley traditionally hasn't had that. But let's see. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of things. I mean, they didn't have a special teams coordinator.
Right.
Because whatever they were doing last year didn't work. So
right.
I'd throw it out.
That's a good point.
All right, hang on. Oh, we got the pie-eating contest coming up. Me versus Bergman versus Morales.
34 minutes.
Ooh.
Face
Ready
down
to
in
go.
Pie.
Yeah.
Bergman,
Ready to
you
go.
Feel good about this?
Yeah, I'm going
to
win. I feel great about it. You should bet me on
I believe I'm going to win.
I don't think so.
Pepe, who's going to win?
I think you're going to win because you're a sore loser.
He loses in everything.
Because I'm a sore loser. I lose in everything, Pepe. This is going to be my one chance for victory. All right, we're coming right back. We are live from Islands in Manhattan Beach. 710 ESPN. All right, debt. Let's talk about debt. You keep tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. You got a lot of debt. But the truth is here. The system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay it off. But now there's a new way to get out of the debt trap. It is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Now, Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string you along for a few years. They've got new aggressive strategies that can help you clean up your debt faster, get rid of it entirely. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. You can stop with those threatening phone calls without bankruptcy, without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Now, here's the website. Ready? It's Zap, Z-A-P, ZapMyDebt.com. That's ZapMyDebt.com. Get rid of your debt. Eliminate it. ZapMyDebt.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hand lotion. Oh.
What's up, man? Hand lotions for Southern. 2:30 in the Southland. Welcome.
Different show.
Mason and Ireland live for the Island Restaurant.
Island Bun. Going to show up here now.
Mace is requesting warm towels to clean up after the pie
after
eating contest.
After the pie eating contest.
At 3
absolutely.
O'clock. You saw a slice just walk by.
I know. I mean, that's a big pie.
Well, if you're going to go, you might as well do big pie. No,
and that's that's coming up
tall.
In 28 minutes. It's Bergman against Morales against Mason. Now, Marcus Grant's hanging out with us. Pepe Mantilla is hanging out with us. We're at Islands in Manhattan Beach. Somebody just tweeted me this, and I'm curious if you guys agree with it. I'll just read it.
Okay.
If Shohei avoids any kind of penalty from Major League Baseball, then Pete Rose should immediately be put in the Hall of Fame.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why does it not make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all.
Why does it not make sense?
We don't know that Shohei was making any bets at all.
And on top of that,
we don't know if he was making any
bets
in baseball.
But I guess assuming that he's guilty. I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're assuming he's guilty. He's not guilty at
if
the moment.
If it turns out, let's make it harder.
Okay,
if it turns out Shohei was involved with some gambling. Okay.
Was it on baseball?
Let's say no.
Then no.
Not on baseball.
Then it doesn't matter.
But see, I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame anyway.
But he bet on baseball.
Rose is banned for betting.
If you walk into any clubhouse, I agree, by the way.
Me and you.
100%.
You walk into any major league, any baseball club, major league, minor league, there's a giant sign, and the first things on that sign are no betting on baseball.
Does the sign say no steroids, too, or?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
No.
Okay. There's no PEDs.
There wasn't. Okay. They put that sign up later.
Pepe,
do
you think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Totally.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
of course he should be in the Hall of Fame. In the Hall of Fame, we have a lot of players that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, like who?
Okay.
Come on now. Why you got to do that?
Oh. I was just having a conversation.
Scott
Rowland.
You should not be there.
Scott Rowland. That's a
Scott Rowland. There you go.
Should not be there.
Do you know the player that played for Minnesota? I think the nickname was Frijolito.
Oh, yeah, Frijolito.
Yeah.
No. He never heard of him.
Be there.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. There you go. He should absolutely not be there.
Find out. Tell me.
Damn it,
Pepe. Tell the audience. We have a big audience.
We have a big audience. It's not just me.
It's
all of 710.
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett.
They call him
Frijolito.
Frijolito.
Why should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Why wouldn't he? Yeah. Why not?
Well, he wasn't good enough.
3,000 hits. Are you kidding me?
Kirby Puckett was like the best twin ever.
Kirby Puckett was fantastic.
Did you know Pepe was going to show up with Kirby Puckett?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not.
I'm pro Frijolito.
You are pro Frijolito.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well.
Who else?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Just Kirby Puckett should not be in the Hall of Fame.
All right, but
that's the takeaway.
John, you're saying he's not betting on baseball, right? You're saying he's not betting. There's no chance, especially if it's Ipe.
Settle down, Pepe. Hold on.
He wants to talk about Frijolito.
No, we're talking about Ipe, and if you're saying that he's not actually going to bet on baseball, if you are a gambler that's losing $4.5 million, he's only going to bet on baseball. I mean, not on baseball, but NBA, NCAA, just soccer. Okay. That's nonsense.
Here's why it's a problem. If Shohei bet $4.5 million on other sports than
over
baseball.
Over a time. Yeah.
Right. Because if you're in that big of a hole, it would be really easy to get it all back on one day.
That's right.
By tanking.
That's absolutely right.
And so that's what you got to guard against.
I mean, then you look back at the Angels and they tanked every game.
Well, not because of him.
You could easily bet against the Angels every game. Especially when you're out of the lineup.
It's such a weird story, especially the way it evolved. I mean, at one minute ESPN's breaking it that this guy is that Shohei's bailing out his best friend, and the next minute is he's stealing. Those stories are polar opposites.
And by the way, and the other,
which one's true?
The other half of the truth would be, Ipe is making the bets for Shohei,
right?
And now he's going to take the fall for Shohei.
Which is the court of public opinion has already sort of decided that.
You think the court of public opinion has made up its mind?
I think so. I think people are suspecting that Ipe is taking the fall on behalf of his friend Shohei.
That's right.
If you know change stories best within an hour, that's what happens.
Wow. You know what's really sad?
What?
Besides the fact that you don't know who Frijolito is.
Frijolito, I know now. Kirby Puckett.
It's that we might not see Otani playing.
Oh,
he's going to play. He's not going to stop playing.
Pepe.
Well, if they discover something, they're going to stop
Pepe,
him.
No.
Well, you're right. Playing. Pepe's right.
If the FBI Pepe's not right.
If the FBI can prove that he gambled on baseball... Well, yeah, he won't play.
Oh, yeah, no, that's going to take years. That's
why I like you, Chris.
But that's going to take a while.
You understand what I'm trying to say.
Right, but that's going to take a while.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
If Shohei Ohtani bet on baseball, he's banned for life.
It's over.
Of course.
Banned for life. Now, but again, we're making a gigantic leap there.
Well, that's what we do.
Just don't know. I know, but I'm just saying the other side is, right now I would lean towards him not having done that.
Yes, it's going to be that Ipe was making these bets. Even if it was Shohei tell him, hey, make this bet for me, he didn't technically make the bet. So, therefore, he's not betting on baseball.
I think the very fact that somebody is wiring money from Shohei's account to an illegal bookmaker means the feds are completely in on this and they're going to be able to dig up everything. The interesting question is, let's suppose this. The bets were Shohei's bets that Ipe made on his behalf, but they weren't on baseball.
Again, it's a slippery slope because if it's $4.5 million, they said,
yeah,
right?
$4.5 million. All on the NBA and the NFL.
So I think then what happens is Shohei becomes second-guessed every time he makes an error.
Right.
Did he do that on purpose? Yeah. Did he? I mean, it's a bad look.
You're going to look at him differently now.
Right.
And always. Also, always.
Wait a minute. You think because of we're going too far on this.
Rosy glasses.
But I tend to believe that Shohei wasn't involved.
This gets back into the thing.
You guys are laughing. Where's the? I mean,
is there
honestly,
any way? Okay.
There's no evidence. That
right, don't
not?
Answer this. No, don't answer this right away.
Of money.
Yeah. Is there any way? And Mason will answer this last. Is there any way? Juan, Mason's partner.
Okay.
Could have a huge gambling problem, and Mace not know about it.
Yes,
I mean I guess it's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
I don't think it's possible.
It is.
No, they're together. They're together every single day.
They eat in bed together.
Right.
Totally possible.
You think that Jack,
I don't look at the money.
Jack could have a huge gambling problem, and you know nothing about it.
I don't even look at the money.
Every time something like this.
Do you look at your money?
No,
I don't look at my money. I would never know.
Yeah,
but
every time
Lisa would know if I had a huge gambling problem.
Would you know if Lisa has a gambling problem?
No, she just spends it all.
But whenever this thing's going to happen, it's always the person closest to you that
of
this
course.
Happens with.
Right.
So it doesn't, like,
so
he would
why
be the
have,
exact guy that this would happen to because they would never suspect him, and then it happens.
That's why, like Pepe said earlier, he smells a rat. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Okay, so if
so they're asking us to believe that Ipe stole behind Shohei's back $4.5 million and lost all of it gambling.
That's a lot of money.
And Shohei didn't know anything.
Well, that's
I'm shocked.
Yeah, that was the first story.
Wait a minute. This happens though. Who did we just talk about whose business manager cleaned them out?
But there's an interesting
Billy Joel's business manager took every penny he had.
But Shohei and Ipe are more like you and Juan or me and Lisa. They're together every minute of every day.
Correct. And so you're not.
So how would we?
You're
not,
guessing
if Juan had a gambling problem. You would
wait
know.
A minute. Are you guessing that you don't
think Shohei
that,
knew about it?
You don't think Ipe knows? Again, every minute of every day, Ipe doesn't know how to send a wire from Shohei's account. Of course he does. He probably has sent wires to multiple people.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Mm.
That's how close they are.
The Bob Marley movie, right? The guy that was stealing money from him, that was somebody close to Bob Marley.
Close to Bob Marley.
That's how that works.
And eventually they find out. So
then you're like, oh, my God, I'm shocked.
Right, and Bob Marley had nothing to do with it. It was the other guy that had something to do with
it.
That's why I think everybody's leaping to the conclusion that Shohei was involved in this somehow.
It's not fair to jump right to that conclusion.
But you admit
that most people are.
Most people are.
Whether or not it's fair is a different question.
Yeah, the problem with it is, though, the story started off with Ipe saying, yeah, Shohei knew about it. Shohei was sitting next to me when I was making these transfers. Shohei was sitting with me. And then an hour and a half later, after the ESPN things was starting to come out, is when they said, no, it's all fake. It's a lie.
That's why Pepe said he smells a rat.
The change of story makes it hard
that Shohei isn't involved.
Yeah.
We're all guessing, really.
Of course.
We're going to be guessing. And I was telling Greg that there's going to be people that not involved in sports from hard news.
Yep.
They're going to be investigating this, talking to anybody related to Shohei and or to the other guy.
And the feds are investigating. The feds are going to find out exactly what went down and how it went down, all that stuff.
It's all going to come out in the wash. Yeah. It's just a matter of when.
How long it takes to do the wash. All right, coming up next, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool. Pepe's hanging out. Marcus Grant is hanging out. We also have the Kona pie-eating contest at 3 o'clock. Make sure you stay here for that. 19 minutes away.
The backdrop's falling on me.
Get me out of here.
It's windy. What do you want us to do? It's windy.
Bergman, did you cut budget again?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. We are live at Islands in Manhattan Beach all day long. Shinano and Cappy coming up after us. 7:10 ESPN.
BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. If you don't know how to cook like me and Bergman, you buy this BB Go stuff, throw it in your freezer, heat it up, and you're good to go. It's Korea's number one food brand, making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. Available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget, Saturday, our first signature event is happening in the city of Fountain Valley. Our Pickleball Madness Tournament, thanks to our friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Subaru, Pizza Hut, Michelob Ultra. We're going to be there Saturday in Fountain Valley at the Agape Pickleball Center. Party, party, oh party. It starts at 10 a.m. Okay. Come see all the action. And if you want to RSVP for your seat, ESPNLA.com. Click the Pickleball Madness logo. What's Up, Fool is coming up next. And then don't forget, the Kona Pie Eating Contest at 3 o'clock. We're back in just a few minutes from Islands of Manhattan Beach on 710. In front of 3 o'clock, here we go. Islands Restaurant, Manhattan Beach. Mason and Ironwood broadcasting live.
Yeah.
By the way, in about top of the hour. What's Up, Fool, in just a second, but we're going to do the Kona Pie Eating Contest.
Yes, I am ready.
Corporate Greg and I face into pie, no hands. Mason and I were just talking, and Corporate Greg, I don't know if you agree. The move is to get all the cream up first. Lick the cream off.
So we're going to lick first.
The no hands makes it complicated.
But don't you think it's whipped cream first?
Whipped cream first.
Yeah.
Then you go pie.
I think you attack it like a crazed dog.
Yeah.
Just take it out.
A crazed
dog. Lick first
dog.
And then just get in there.
Yes. All right. By the way, we just found out that, is she gone?
Is Rain still here?
Rain Michaels, who was here for cut, is Brett Michaels' daughter.
Who knew?
Crypto Ray tweeted.
Yeah, Crypto Ray found out.
Why don't you just tell us when it was happening?
Yeah, we didn't know when it was happening.
Yeah,
meanwhile, right. It is time for What's Up, Fool. Brian Cohen back at headquarters. Hit the thing. All right?
What's Up, Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks, Morales. And I was going to do something else, but because Pepe, you're here,
yes,
I wanted to ask you specifically a
about
question.
About Kirby Puck.
And let other, yeah.
More 1991 Twins knowledge, please.
We have always seen you as a very nice and humble, just happy person. Ever since you've been on the show, you're angry all the time at everybody.
Why are you so angry?
What happened?
What's wrong, sucker?
Did we turn you angry, Pepe?
I'm going to say something you are not going to like.
Okay.
It's really hard to deal with the stupidity.
Good job, Pepe.
even if you're nice, I mean,
yeah, what can I do?
People love Pepe.
That was an amazing answer.
Yeah, I didn't even have a better answer. That went completely completely different.
All you needed to say there, Pepe. Nailed it.
You guys want to answer the question as well, or just move on?
I agree with Pepe. It's really hard to deal with the stupidity. You know,
I have trouble dealing with stupidity also. So, Pepe, I understand.
We both should have shirts on that say, I'm with stupid, pointing at the other guy.
Yeah. And remember what I said when we got the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I said, dealing with these crazy people, you guys are crazier and crazier.
Pepe, when he gave his Hall of Fame speech, said he studied in school. When he was in college, he studied psychology and psychiatry as part of his curriculum, and he said he didn't think he thought he wasted those years, and now he realizes being on this show, he has to deal with it, dealing with us.
the crazy people.
That he's now dealing with crazy people.
Although I would imagine it's mostly Michael, right? He's the stupidest of all.
Well, you guys are very close.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think.
Getting very nice.
Closer and closer.
There it is.
Glad I'm all right. In the same
Craig,
class as
what's
Michael.
Next? Yeah.
What's up?
Or is it Brian?
It's Brian.
Okay. Yeah, what do you got, Brian?
So I just saw. Tap that mic.
Smack it.
The NBA is going to be shutting down the G League Ignite team. Shams just reported about an hour
really?
Ago. Yeah, and so this is a league that, you know, alternative to college, per se, if kids wanted to go out and make some money. But now with NIL is what they're citing as the reason. Some of the past notable players, Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Green, Scoot Henderson. So shutting this league down, saying because of NIL, is this a big deal or not really because these kids can go to college now and make more money?
Well, here's the thing. Mason and I have talked about this over the years. Not everybody wants to go to college.
Yep.
They have no desire to be a student.
And not everybody needs to go to college.
Right. Scoot Henderson and Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga were always going to be professional basketball players.
Right.
Asking them to take math, science, and English as a requirement
makes
no sense.
Stay for their junior year and get $2 million in NIL. I mean, if they don't want to be in school, they don't want to be in school. Like those one-and-done guys, basically – they go to school the first semester or the first quarter, and then they just blow it off after that because they don't need to go.
Right. Like, I went to UCLA, and if I was playing football, for example, I could have not gone to class at all in the fall quarter. I would have got an F in every class. I would have been put on probation. And then in winter quarter, while I'm on probation, I don't go to class again. My season ends, and I leave.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus, this makes no sense to me. I think they should keep the G League Ignite.
It sounds like the NBA trying to go the way of the NFL and sort of using college as its own free developmental league, which is what the NFL has done for years.
Right.
Like they've never, you know, like now we got these spring leagues or whatever, but this just sounds like the NBA trying to just sort of keep some money in its pocket and not have to worry about developing these kids. Like hoping the NIL thing sort of works its way out, but I don't know. I mean, I think
they're forcing some kids to go to college that don't want to or need to. I would put Kuminga and Jalen Green and who was the other one you mentioned, Brian? There are three of them.
Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, those guys were never going to be college students. They don't care.
But
they want to be NBA
players. Let's be honest. It's the NBA's problem. The NBA is the one that has the one-and-done rule. There should be no one-and-done.
Yeah, I think it's
going to
go away.
You should be able to go directly from high school to the NBA without going to college because that's not your jam.
Right.
And to be able to make money right away. I just think that the fact that there is a one-and-done rule means that the NBA should maintain this program instead of getting rid of it.
They can't get rid of the one-and-done rule for another couple, like 4 or 5 years, right? Isn't that when the CBA is –
Well, they can always – as long as they have the permission of the players, yeah, they can make an amendment.
They should do it.
Does the contract come up now?
No, the CBA,
like
they just redid.
Years or 5 years.
Oh, they just
but
redid
you can,
it. Okay.
Greg, you can always make changes as long as you include the players in it.
But why would the players – I mean – the thing about CBAs is weird, is that because like once you get to the league, you don't really care about what's happening behind
That's
you
right.
anymore.
Right.
So there's no motivation for the players.
For the players to say, "Hey, wait a minute,
hey,
I want
man.
More players in."
Right. There's
I
just
want
no
more
motivation.
18-year-olds.
I want to compete with more guys.
Right.
Yeah, no, nobody really wants that.
Steal my
but
spot.
But what they can do is they can argue for another roster spot, and then they say in exchange for us giving up the
right.
one and done rule. Give us another roster
that
spot.
That is a very good.
That's
point.
Another 30 jobs for the players,
yeah.
and they would do it that way.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, you got one more?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. So yesterday in an interview, Tyrese Halliburton had some comments about sports betting, and since it's a relevant topic.
A little bit.
He said,
somewhat.
He said,
we're
going to
see Tyrese Halliburton at Crypto Pepe on Sunday.
Right.
Indiana
that's
coming
right,
in
that's
Sunday.
Right.
So he said, quote, not everybody cares how we feel. To half the world, I'm just helping them make their money on DraftKings or whatever. I'm just a prop. And, you know, thinking in this world of sports betting and prop bets, you know, prize picks, all this stuff, he is 1,000% right. People think about him just as a prop now rather than like a superstar basketball player.
Yeah, and, you know, it's starting – I think it was J.B. Bickerstaff who came out this week and said somebody found his home number and had lost a bet and called and read him the riot act.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And he said this is where this is heading.
Right.
Is that one night Tyrese Halliburton, in this case, is going to miss a free throw at the end of a game and he's going to cost somebody $5,000 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
And that guy's going to get drunk at a bar and walk up to Tyrese Halliburton and slug him.
But this all started with fantasy football and fantasy baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
You are nothing but a fantasy stat now.
Yeah. You were my running back, and you...
You didn't get a touchdown
didn't get,
today.
Get a touchdown.
Why didn't you get that goal line
stand?
This
worse, though, because especially now when you've got, you know, these live bets and this these live parlays, there's more instant gratification or instant disappointment there. Fantasy football, fantasy baseball is more sort of a longer run-up.
It's the long play.
Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, the instant, like, I need you to hit three threes tonight.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Something like that.
That is not going to change because it's growing more and more. It's a business, and the money is there.
It is out of control. By the way, I've got Nevada minus 1.5 versus Dayton, and I look good on that bet right now.
Yeah, but you took Dayton on your bracket.
Yeah, but I bet them.
By the way, Oregon's got
to win one.
Oregon, the 11th seed, has a 13-point lead over South Carolina, the 16th.
I took Oregon.
I have Oregon in the Elite Eight. I have Oregon in the Elite Eight.
Same here. Wow. About 7 minutes left in the second half.
If you win the Pac-12, you usually go far.
This is you, Mace.
Yeah, did I take Oregon?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I got Oregon, yeah. Yep. All right, let's roll.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ipe obviously has the other team.
Ipe Ipe's on the wrong side of every game.
He's on Dayton right now.
Yeah. Right. God, do you think Ipe will do an interview?
He tried to, then they said
right.
No.
It's all fake. I want the first interview with Ipe.
He already did it with ESPN, and then they said no. It's all fake.
Because you
was
know
Shohei
is going to go on all the Dodgers media. I want Ipe on 710.
He's not going to have any credibility about that right now.
Tell me you would not tune in to hear Ipe on the show.
I would, but listen to Greg.
He just did a 90-minute interview with ESPN, and then they all came out and said he's lying.
Brand new feature, Betting with Ipe. every Friday.
I wouldn't put it past Tim Donaghy went and cashed in on his
cashed FME. In. Ton of money.
Yeah, yeah. On the outside.
Just a few minutes left before we eat pie.
I just mentioned to Ron Mitchell, he is headed to the kitchen.
Is he going to get the pie?
To go get the pies. Here's what we're doing.
Well, at least we found something for him to do.
Here's what we're doing. It is a three-horse race.
Light like that.
Greg Bergman, Chris Morales, Steve Mason. Each with a piece of Kona pie.
Not a piece. A pie.
A pie.
Okay.
A whole pie.
Well, wait till you see it. One piece is a whole pie. When you see it, you know what I'm talking about.
Got my money on Greg.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian, whoever eats it, we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. Whoever eats the most pie in 5 minutes will be declared the winner.
But it's okay if
Pepe
we go past 5 minutes.
Pepe and I will broadcast it. We'll play-by-play it.
Yeah.
And it's coming up next.
Excellent. We will do that coming up next. We are live from Islands in Manhattan Beach for the Madness. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.